Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 2 of Beanie Boys.
Featuring Brian and Jake. I'm Jake.
I'm Brian. So Jake wants to talk about his new shirts. He's got 10 compliments on his shirt today. That's more than I get in like a lifetime. You understand how compliments work?
I don't get compliments. That's what's weird about this right now.
Okay, as guys, you don't get compliments. I see girls all the time. They give each other compliments so much, and I'm like, dude, why can't that be me?
Yeah.
Like, I'll, like, go somewhere, and then, like, girls will be like, oh my god, I love your shoelaces. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even think to look down there, but, like, I wouldn't think to compliment on someone's shoelaces.
Right.
But they're so good at it. They're like, oh my god, girl, your cheekbones are so on point.
Yeah, and you're like...
You're like, whoa!
How did you even know that?
Yeah, take notes, because then if someone said that to me, like, oh my god, your eyebrows are great. I'd be like so shocked.
Like, I didn't do anything to him actually today. They're just naturally like this.
Well, I think the thing is though, we get so like as dudes, we get so weirded out by compliments.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really get them that much.
Right, exactly.
So like when we do get it, we're like weirded out.
Well, you're confused. You're like,
yeah. I'm like,
are you sure you meant to say that?
You're like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? This guy just came up to me. He's like, dude, your eyelashes are amazing. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because you don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's weird because I've got compliments before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, okay, so I got compliments because I was out of work for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I shaved. And then I came back and then like...
You went from like full beard
to like...
To mustache.
Kind of, yeah.
To like...
Like 5 o'clock shadow skim. Like,
it's
it looks like I have a beard, but it's really light.
Right.
Right? And then so... 2 different days, I got 2 different compliments from my coworkers, and one of them was like, oh, you have a really nice face. And then I turn to this, like, person, and I'm like, oh, do I? And I'm like, I literally, like, I don't know. I turn into this creature I like to call the squirrel.
Okay.
Because I just feel like a petite squirrel, and I have, like, a sundress on. And
you're
just,
all bashful.
I'm like, oh, me. Like, literally, I turn into the squirrel.
Right.
And I've done this, and I've caught myself do the squirrel a few times. And so, oh my god, where was I? I was somewhere, and I was getting something, and...
Descriptive.
I know. Jesus Christ. I was getting food or something, right? I was at a bar.
Okay.
And then so, like, I was like... I get up to the counter... And I turn into the squirrel.
Yeah.
And it's like, so of course, it's like some girl that I find attractive.
Right.
Or someone I find attractive.
Something embarrassing.
Somewhere I can embarrass myself even more.
Yeah.
And
your body's like, well, I'm going to screw this up for you right now, so have fun.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I'm just going to fuck myself. Yeah.
Me.
Me. So anyways, I go up to, I think I was at a bar. I go up to the bar, and I'm like, can I have a PBR? And then so the girl... Like, the bartender responds like this. She's like, what? And she, like, yells at me. And I'm like, oh, God! And then so I straight up, like just hulk up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm a PBR! And, like, I yell at her. And then so she taught me a lesson not to do the squirrel anymore. And then
yeah.
So now when I go to places, I'm yelling at people
just
for
like,
no reason.
One PBR, please.
No, I feel like I'm military. I'm at Subway, and I'm like, cold cut combo! And I'm like yelling at people because I don't want to be a squirrel.
Cold cut combo. Yeah.
$3, 6-inch. Gross. Fucking gross.
It's like 3 meats.
I have a Subway story for later on.
Okay.
Just remind me. It happened the other day. It was
perfect.
Gross.
Amazing.
So,
today I got so many compliments. Actually, yesterday. So I got these new shirts. You know, I got a new job. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother. Happy fucking birthday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Banana beer.
That's another story, too. It's still there. It's caramely.
Oh, it's like a caramel onion.
Welcome to the Beer Boys, where we talk about shitty beer.
Today, we are showcasing PBR, the piss water beer, but usually it is pretty good.
I mean,
at home, it's okay.
Yeah.
It does the job.
It's cold.
It's cold.
But
it's beer.
This time, it tastes like caramel bananas.
Yeah. It was really hard to drink last time, and we're still drinking it because there's nothing else in the fridge.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to your shirt. Okay, we'll get back.
All right. Yeah. So I got to dress up. You know, it's New Year, New Me. Even though it's like June.
June. It's half year, half me.
Half year, half me. So I got some new clothes. I'm trying to step up my like adult game. So I want to get some button downs and but like not like checkers blue.
Tommy Bahama.
Like no, yeah, exactly. I want like a chill like. I'm trying to look nice, but I'm trying to like. Keep it subtle too.
It's a rough age because you really want to be like, I'm an adult. I'm 27.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Look at my hair. I'm important. I'm downtown. Like, that's what you want to give to the world.
Exactly.
But then you walk around wearing Space Jam t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, but I love this.
But, like, the great part about that, though, was that, like, so many people gave you compliments on your shirt, but it was, like, people that you don't want compliments from.
Right.
And it was, like, a bunch of weirdos, like, at TJ Maxx. And yeah. You're like, don't talk to me, weirdo. Right. I like your Space Jam t-shirt.
Yeah. You're like, me too, but I'm shopping for discount clothes.
I'm 47, and I'm here at TJ Maxx.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I'm, you know, got some nice shirts, but they're just, they're kind of okay quality. They were cheap, so I said, fuck it.
What size are you?
It's an extra large.
So,
extra but it's like slim.
Large. Is there like slim different boy. XLs? Is it like one for like the tall boy? Or is it
yeah,
like
well, XL Slims are like the like
XL Slim.
XL Slim.
So like spaghetti.
Slim thing. Shady. Yeah, it's like a spaghetti strap. Well,
the spaghetti strap. Please stand up.
What did you just say? Spaghetti. Up. Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh,
so
spaghetti.
Spaghetti. It's a spaghetti.
It's a spaghetti.
It's a spaghetti strap.
Remember in like 8th grade where they had like dances and they were like, no spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
What happened? When was the last time besides tonight you said spaghetti strap in a sentence?
Probably in the, like 8th grade.
It's been like 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's honestly like, you don't go, like, oh, dude, I went to the club the other day. All these girls are wearing spaghetti straps, dude. You gotta go. Like, you gotta check it out. Like, nobody, like, what? Spaghetti straps just remind me of being in 8th grade.
Right.
So I wouldn't think of a spaghetti strap. I'm like, oh, dude, it was getting so hot with Lisa. And then guess what? She pulled out her shirt. She had a spaghetti strap on.
Spaghetti straps
on. Like, what? No. I think it went extinct.
Yeah, definitely.
Same with, like, what was big in 8th grade for you?
For me.
I feel like that was the big year of fucking, like, girls were just wearing thongs all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
But it was, like, noticeable. And especially, like, when you're 13, you're just, like, hungry, like, you're an animal.
Right.
And you're like, argh! And you see one, and you're like, oh, my God. Can we talk about an embarrassing story that everyone would love to hear a story about?
Yes. I think we should finish our first topic, though.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go anywhere.
We got it. Let me write it down.
Anyways.
Boner story.
Oh, God. yeah, so I got... It was just like anybody I saw. I turned the corner. I got out of my car and it was like, wow, cool shirt, man. I'm like, oh, me? Thank you. Like, oh, I got this yesterday. It's brand new. I bought it from an online store. Like, I just want to like, tell them everything. Like, okay, yeah, you want any inside tips? Here's my shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so yeah, it just kept they came out of nowhere, and but I was digging it. I was like, I know, I feel pretty cool right now. I think I did a good job with my my adult wear.
Yeah.
So,
I'm an adult. Look at me.
But it's subtle.
Yeah.
But I stay light and fluffy. That's how I feel.
And where'd you get these shirts from?
Some.
Tom.
Instagram.
Some. Somebody once told me.
Like some Instagram ad.
Oh,
I saw it and
scary.
I was like, oh, cool. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, sweet. And they were cheap and I was like, sure. And now I look like an Instagram person, I guess. I don't know. Is that how it is?
Oh.
Do other people see this? Are they like, oh, that's the guy. That's the from that Instagram ad. I'm like, oh, great. Now I look like just a walking ad for Instagram.
Well, it's creepy because like on Instagram, for example, like when you look up stuff, like sometimes it be like something random.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't follow this person. And it's like, sponsored. Or it says something like, hey, try this. And I'm like, why are you looking up my shit? You know, like,
yeah.
My history.
Or
and
it's like you talked about something. And
yeah,
it's like,
it's there.
Hey, we're just talking about going to Denver to go do this certain, you know,
Denver!
Hike. And like, all of a sudden it's like, Denver's biggest brewery. Or like,
check out
hike Denver.
Zoo.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah. What?
But I'd never search that.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Hmm.
It happens.
All right, we're going to go into our first game, which is called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Classic.
Classic. It's an instant classic game.
Classic. So, since this is my idea,
mm-hmm.
I want to go start with Jake.
Okay.
And I give you three options.
Okay, I've got three options.
All right. So you got Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Jack in the Box. And Burger King.
Okay. Like the stores?
No. The people. The mascots. Okay.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Jack. And BK Lounge.
Yeah. Who are you going to fuck?
Who? I think I'm going to go with the Burger King.
You're going to fuck Burger King?
Yeah.
You're going to fuck the King?
Fuck the King.
May I ask why?
You know, I think that he's royalty, so that's like a, you know, you get to like say, like, oh yeah, like, I was with the Burger King.
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. He doesn't have, okay, in this case, he doesn't have a castle, and it's just a classic Burger King with a play place.
Okay.
No
but,
castle.
But he's still the King, so that's what I'm going to stick with.
Okay. I respect that.
I'm going to go marry. I'm going to marry Jack, because you know what? Jack's in his suit, and he's always looking fresh, and he has great deals, and he's always just level-headed. He's like, oh, hey, check this out. We got this new sandwich. This guy tried it. He likes it, and come on down.
He's always polite.
Sourdough Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, he's polite.
So, definitely I want that him for life.
Okay, yeah.
And then, I think I'll kill Ronald.
Okay.
Because I think just it's the clowny hair, just it creeps me a little bit.
I think I feel the same exact way.
Yeah.
I would definitely kill Ronald McDonald because he creeps me out.
Yeah.
He's so creepy. And.
Oh, so you're going to answer it too?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I just want to agree with you.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
My point.
Well, I'm not answering mine.
Tight. You better. It's part of the thing. I'm sorry. I want full on critique from this.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, I would definitely have to fuck BK Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I would fuck the King.
Like, okay.
Whatever. He looks nice.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, also I would take some burgers too, you know, afterwards.
Yeah.
Fuck him, you know. And then I'd have to marry Jack. Yeah. Because,
right?
I mean, like, yeah, he has the best menu.
Yeah.
Though, because, like, his menu is, like...
It's simple.
It's, like, horse meat, like dog food.
Yeah.
It just tastes like caca. But,
right.
Like, it's good when you want it.
Exactly.
At 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Jack in the Box is only appropriate to go there at late hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go there at, like... 2 p.m.
Right.
You know, it's just like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nico and I went at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, really?
Oakland,
for breakfast?
In Oakland. And I spent the night over there.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Nico have this tradition where we always eat something disgusting.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was funny because it's like a little treat because it's like, that was like, me and him would have like certain days. So, like, so, like, Steph would be at work, and
mm-hmm.
then Vanessa would be at work, or, like, you know, like, they would be busy. And then me and Nico were, like, home alone, and we're like, hey, we can go to dinner together. Let's get the grossest thing. And we'd always get, like, Jack in the Box, or we'd get, like, McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then we would tell them later, we were like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did something tonight. And you felt like you were cheating.
Right.
You're like, this is so weird. And
right.
I'm like,
I ate crappy fast food.
I had an ultimate cheeseburger, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But we would always do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like Jack in the Box, like, we went at 10:30 in the morning in Oakland, and it was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, homeless guy that was fucking yelling at the top of his lungs,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking to another dude that was, like, literally across, like, another table away, but yelling at the top of his lungs.
Oh, gee.
And then me and Nico were like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
We should leave. And we got it for there. Like,
oh, wow, so
you
couldn't ask it to go.
Yeah, we didn't ask it to go. Oh, mama! Text message. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
But Jack,
that.
Jack.
Jack, I would definitely marry
you. Because he's got your back, that's why.
Yeah. So, then, yeah, I mean.
Alright, so all right, my turn?
So now it's your turn.
Alright, perfect. You ready for your three, Brian?
I'm so ready.
Alright. I've got number one, Betty White.
Oh, fuck yeah, Betty.
Number two, Ray Romano.
Oh.
And number three, Lord Farquaad from
Ooh.
Shrek.
Okay, all right. So, obviously, dude, you gave me a no-brainer, Jake. Okay, I'm going to fuck Betty White. What?
Okay.
I will. Fuck it. Whatever. I'm going to kill Ray Romano because he pisses me off for some reason.
Damn.
I don't know. He just has one of those faces. I just want to punch him in the face.
Okay.
Like, if I saw him at Subway, once again, hey, Subway,
yeah.
What's good? footlongs. I don't know how much they are anymore. They're not $5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just has one of those faces that he pisses me off. Like, I don't know, this is Ray Romano. Hey, yeah. I'm Ray Romano, I'm a goofy guy. Like, that's, right. That's not even him. That was, like, some Italian guy. Hey, boop it, bop! So, then, who was it?
Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad. I'd fucking marry Lord Farquaad. He's gonna give me fucking kingdom. He's giving me a fucking kingdom, dude. Do not lives. Do not. Remember that song? Yeah. Do not is the perfect.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree? I mean, that was. I felt like that was easy.
See, I think I would. I'd fuck Betty White.
Yeah.
Marry Ray Romano and kill Lord Farquaad. Because Lord Farquaad pisses me off.
Why would you marry Ray?
Because he's like a classic dad jokes guy. And like, I'd be like waking up next to him and like he'd be like, say some quirky like fucking cheesy thing.
Have you thought about this?
No.
Like this is like something you thought
about.
This
is off the top of my head right now.
Yeah.
And.
Sure.
And just like, oh, it's Ray Romano. That's right. He's chill. Like.
So in this situation, Ray Romano would be spooning you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you wake up and you're like, oh, classic Ray.
I don't know why it's so specific.
I mean, yeah. I think we both agree on fucking Betty White.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think I would just do it just to say.
Yeah, right? Also,
you know,
that's
like, I
right.
I would be proud of it and right. I wouldn't be like.
That's like the royalty thing, like Burger King.
90.
Yeah.
Older.
Uh-huh.
She has her calendars. I don't even know what she's famous for. What is she famous for?
Acting and comedy?
I don't even know. Was she on fucking Golden Girls?
No. Oh, was she?
Or,
I don't know.
I don't
sound like
an
idiot.
What the fuck is Betty White famous for? She cook?
She cook.
Yeah.
I'm a cook, Betty White.
I'm a Betty White.
That was terrible.
Yeah, why? Why we go, hey, don't you dare, kitty. Don't you dare.
All right, so, with last episode, we talked about the Twinkies and the refried beans. And we got some Twinkies and some refried beans. So next episode, we're going to record us filling them and eating them with refried beans in it.
I was going to say, I'm not doing that
We're doing
tonight.
It.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
I'm
not,
next
not tonight.
Episode.
Yeah.
Tonight, I had a whole potato wrapped in tortilla because it was a potato burrito. Burrito. And then it was fucking, like, it was a letdown, dude. I was so hyped.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like, little potato.
It was a good deal for, like, what it was.
It
so
was
what it was, deal. It was your choice of burrito. You get a beer, a shot of tequila, and chips and salsa for $13.95. Like, that's a great, great deal.
What, may I ask, what type of drunk are you on tequila? Are you like everyone else? Are you crazy?
People always say, like, ooh, take off my clothes when I have tequila. That's like, no. That's not me. For me,
I will be sober to take off all my clothes.
Exactly.
I've seen Jake naked a handful of times. Don't ask me why. I will tell you later.
Yeah. So I think it's. I just get like bubbly.
Bubbly.
Yeah. And talkative.
I wouldn't say like any alcohol makes me want to fight someone.
Yeah.
Like I don't. I wouldn't say.
Some people get like that.
Oh, I get brandy, and I'm just gonna like.
Brandy.
Yeah, like
that's like what you have with your grandparents. Like, oh, I have some brandy,
dude.
And also, you want to fight?
Fuck, gross, dude. There was one time in San Francisco. I was with Gian, my boy Gian.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Gian
Passas, you mother, you handsome son of a bitch. Love you. It was me and him and Alyssa and Jessica.
Okay.
And we went to Ocean Beach and. Did you ever go to a fucking show at Ocean Beach?
No, I never did.
Holy shit, they were insane. Like,
yeah.
They were fucking bananas. Like, they tasted like this beer. Like, fucking bananas.
Bananas.
It was insane. So, we went to a show, and it was all sporadic. It was all, like, we didn't plan this. We're like, fuck it. Let's just go to the beach. And it was over by the Safeway, like, where the pits are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, we go all the way out there. Fuck! So, we go all the way out there. And there was, like, a punk show.
Okay.
And so, I think either Gian or Jess had their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, like, we sat, like, further back, like, before the fucking show.
Okay.
And so a few people had to watch the bikes.
Yeah.
So two stayed, two went in, right?
Okay.
And then when me and Gian went, it was insane. Because he got this bottle of E&J, right?
Ooh, classic.
And he paired it with Blue Mountain Dew.
Ew.
We're like, no, I'm sorry, Blue Powerade.
Okay. Okay. Still so not like, good.
It was really interesting combo because it did pair really well, okay. But it was really gross.
Right.
Right? And then so I just remember we went to like this fucking crazy like punk show and mm-hmm. it sounded like complete garbage.
Yeah.
But we were just like fucking trying to get into it and we're like, oh, this is fucking sick. And right. then so like we were getting super into it and we're like, dude, that was like so random that we went to like a punk show mm-hmm. on the beach. But it just reminds me of E and J now. So now every time I think of E and J, I think of that story.
Right.
But I mean, it was a great fucking time, but it was a gross fucking drink.
Yeah.
Know? It was like, it was definitely one of those where it's like, it's rough. It's rough to drink.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, yawny boy.
Yeah, dude. You can't have yawns dude, on this show.
I know, the thing is that here in Portland, summertime is great, right? It's nice and warm, you got the sun out, you can go hiking. But it gets dark at 9:47 p.m.
Well, I mean, I think that's a good thing.
And you should be in bed.
So, but why are you yawning if the sun's out? Sun's out.
The sun's not out anymore. It's almost midnight.
It's 11:11. Make a wish.
Yeah, make a wish. So it's strange. And it's still warm then, too. So it just feels like it's like 6 when it's at 9.
I had really bad sleep the other night.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping in my boxers, which mm-hmm. is a disgusting, disgusting display for any human being. And so I would sleep in my boxers.
Yeah.
No covers.
Right. Window, you just want all the air on you.
Window all the way open.
Yeah.
So someone can just crawl in. And the window all the way open. And then fucking I had my fan. And uh-huh. I don't have a rotating fan. I have one of those like cheap like home essentials. Like I just moved out of college. I went to Target. My parents are shipping me off today.
Right.
Fans.
Yeah.
The shitty ones, like $10 ones.
Right.
So it just blows
like hot air
into my face. Right. And I'm like, I love it. And literally I just been tossing and turning and I wake up and it's like 2 a.m. Then it's like 5 a.m. and I'm like sweating.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, this is awful. And that's gonna be the summer.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm thinking about getting AC.
Right, no. I never thought about it. Yeah, the other day, I went to the bathroom, and
my bathroom is so hot. It's like an oven.
Yeah, because it's all tile. And so, and it faces the west, and so it gets baked in the afternoon. And I went in there to brush my teeth, something like that, at like 9 p.m., and I was brushing my teeth and sweating.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
At 9 p.m., and I was like, what is going on?
See you
so it's like, okay, so I should shower now, but if I shower, I'm going to get out and start sweating again, so there's just no point.
Are you a night shower?
No.
Mr. Kitty has something to say.
I'm usually a morning shower.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, I think I'm a night shower. Because, like, I gotta be clean before bed because I'm are sweaty, you know what I mean?
Do you judge people on their showers?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, are you, like, one of those where, like, oh, yeah, she totally showers at night kind of person?
No.
You're not?
No.
I could feel it.
You could figure it out?
I mean, I feel like that's, like, a different type of person because, like, I prefer taking showers in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those where I literally will, I don't sweat when I work out, like, at all. It's weird.
It's like internal.
And then internal sweating. Mm-hmm. And when I'm at work, I will stand there and I'm just dripping sweat, like disgusting.
Right.
Like my pits are wet. Yeah. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know if that's like a thing, what happens when you get older. Probably does.
You just perspire.
Yeah.
Way more.
I'm just a wet mess. Like I'm just like a wet towel. Sponge.
Yeah,
yeah,
wet sponge.
I'm just like disgusting. And I like the worst part is that, like, we're wearing these shirts right now that are, like, kind of, like, forest green.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see pit stains for
days. Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's like gray.
Like, black shirts. Or, like, yeah, like, light
gray. Gray is the worst because it makes it so dark.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's, like, a different gray.
At least on white, it, like, turns, like, almost see-through-ish.
Yeah, it's, like, not as bad.
But you have a gray shirt and you start sweating, it's, like, the black holes underneath your armpits.
Yeah, you're like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember I used to, like, not, like, make fun of people, but I would be like, oh, shit. Stands.
Yeah.
Like teachers or something like that would always wear like a.
Because you see them, it's just like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit, that sucks.
Yeah.
But like for me, it happens at work and I'm like, oh my God. Like I don't smell, I'm just wet.
Right.
Like it's like someone put 2 sponges underneath my arms and I squeeze.
And he said, hold them for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and okay, then, I guess I'm just can't put them up.
Yeah.
Because then Yeah.
And then, like, on my breaks, I go outside and I air myself out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's like paper towels, and I'm like, stop it! Like, I literally are telling my armpits to stop.
Yeah.
But then if I work out, I'm totally okay. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
What if you got tampons and you put them under your armpits? Think it would work?
Under my armpits?
Because it would soak up all the sweat. I think it would work.
I don't know if that would work. Do I tape it or do I just, like, wear it underneath?
You just gotta hold it, and then when you're ready, you pull the tab, and then you pull them out.
Yeah,
and toss
like,
them.
Fuck these! And you just throw them out?
Yeah.
Just wiggle it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Armpit tampons.
Armpit tampons is a real thing.
That's good.
What else do we have on our little list there, brother?
See, over here we got, we got this little story from... We went to the Blazers game a little bit ago. So, this story I have to tell you, so me and Brian went to the Blazers game this year, and they did pretty good. They made it into the playoffs and lost to the Warriors. But we went to a game, we got cheap tickets or free tickets.
Free tickets.
Yeah, we got free tickets, so sweet. And we went to a bar before, had a little snack and a drink. Blackwater Bar, yeah.
Yeah.
They had vegan chicken wings.
The hipster punk band, or like punk bar.
Right.
Of Portland.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
And then the vegan menu, and it was reasonably priced.
Did you get like the vegan bones?
The vegan wings, yeah, with like sugar cane in it.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild, and they tasted good too.
It was wild.
It was
wild. When was the last time you called something wild?
Oh, today.
I don't think it was, besides like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, I use wild all the time. I love wild.
You're a wild boy?
I'm a wild boy.
I've never heard you say wild until tonight.
I think it's a texting thing though. I usually text wild.
What's wild? Wild is
like,
a version of crazy?
So this is, yeah, so this is wild. You're hanging out at home and you're binge watching Breaking Bad. Man, you're having a wild night tonight.
Okay, so you say it like it's sarcastic.
It's usually sarcastic,
okay.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
See, it's like your version of that's crazy.
Exactly.
So I hate that because there's certain times where someone will tell me an interesting story and then I legit will be like, dude, that's fucking crazy. Like, I'll say that.
Yeah.
But then I just remember like when people are not listening and they say like, oh, dude, that's crazy.
Right. It's
I've
not
said that
crazy.
How many conversations have you been in where it's like someone, like a coworker, like someone you didn't really care for and they tell you a story and you're just like not listening? What's your main response? That's crazy.
That's cool. Or, yeah.
Neat.
Or, oh, wow.
Oh, but really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, really is good. Yeah, because it's just like you're questioning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an interesting event today at work where, like...
Wait, let's finish our story.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah. Damn it, bumping.
Off tangents.
Damn it.
Yeah, so we went to the game, and it was pretty fun. We set up high and made some friends next to us. We took selfies with the people next to us.
Wait, did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we took selfies with...
oh, my God. Because
they took a picture of us. I was like, oh, okay, now it's our turn. And so we just took selfies with them.
We smoked a bunch of weed.
Yeah, we did.
Before we walked in. Oh, my God. Remember getting in? Remember getting in? Where the guy was, like, hella crazy? There was,
oh,
like, a
yeah.
dude that, like, wanted to start a fight.
He was trying to fight, like, in front of us.
He was trying to fight another... dude, like another fan. And
yeah,
we were just like,
because he cut in line or something like that.
We were
like,
way
yeah.
too gone to like notice what was going on
yeah.
or to care.
Right.
And we were just like, what the fuck is going on? And then like, so going into a really crowded spot when you're super high,
mm-hmm.
like I'm talking about arena full of
right.
people. And we're like, yeah, let's
do it. Like a great idea.
And we were like surrounded by hundreds of people, like thousands
yeah.
of people. And we're like, this sounds like a great idea.
It's not the best place to be.
Yeah. We were
but
in the
we still
place.
Had fun, though. Yeah. And it was Brian's first NBA game.
Yeah.
Which was cool. We got a little certificate that said my first game.
I still have it over there.
And mine says Brian's last name on it. It says Jacob Dayog.
Oh, yeah. We got married that night.
We got married that night.
Night to remember.
Night to remember. And we made friends. And after, the game was good. We actually even we sat down in some like...
No, we snuck down.
We kind of snuck down when someone wasn't looking to like some sweet seats and sat there for like maybe a minute or two before they
like,
hit the
we
sale.
Were there for like 3 minutes. We saw like
yeah.
two
Yeah, it was cool because like they were like you know, 20 feet from us.
I feel like that was, like, because that was when I was wearing, like, a maroon beanie. So yeah. I was, like, obviously, like, hey, that person wasn't there before.
And I was wearing a red beanie, too, yeah, so it was, like, bright.
We were, like, standing out, and we were like, yeah, we got this.
But yeah, it didn't really work out. But we sat there for a few minutes, which is cool.
She was mad, dude.
She was mad.
She was hella pissed.
And then, after the game, we went over to the gas station. Because we're going to walk home. It wasn't that late. It was probably like 10:30.
We walked home.
You know, that's like, it's not too late. And so we got a tall can and chapstick. And two chapsticks. Yeah. So
that guy thought we were on a fucking wild night.
Yeah.
It was a wild night. I just made out with you with tall cans and chapsticks.
Tall cans and two chapsticks. We were going to go through a lot of chapsticks that night.
I'm fucking ready to get my kisses on. I'm going to get my kiss on
you. But that's the best though. Ya. When you
when I kiss a man.
When you kiss me.
Yeah. I love when you kiss me, daddy.
When you get a beer and you're outside and you're just walking with a friend and you're just talking. Like, that's when you like really bond, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, we get deep. Or like we talk about old good times or like or just think about things in the future. Like that's one of my favorite things to do with friends is just like have a beer, walk around, and just chat.
Yeah.
It's good.
Shooting
the shit.
But, like, it's so good because, like, that phrase right there is so perfect. Because you're, like, shooting the shit, you're like, what does that mean? And then, like, shooting the shit, it's just like, dude, we're just going
to
find.
There doesn't have to be a topic. Yeah. It just can just ramble on if you're just saying things about how you're feeling.
Yeah, I was born a rambling man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the song. Like that's the exactly song. What that song's about. We passed by, I think is it Dawson Park?
Yes.
Dawson Park is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a wild park.
That's a wild park. That's
no, dude, every time I pass by that place, mm-hmm. it's a park near my house. Every time, it's fucking cracking, dude.
Yeah, like, there's a party going on.
Shit, dude, they always have barbecues. There's mm-hmm. always dudes playing dice.
People playing dice? Like, yeah, dude, like under a gazebo?
Yeah, no, dude.
It's like straight out of like a cartoon. It's crazy.
It's like, honestly, every single day, like every day I go to work, I look to the left because it passes my bus station.
Right, someone's already getting ready.
It's fucking cracking, dude. Like, I just want to go.
That doesn't matter what time it is. It could be like 10:30. Like, okay.
We can go there right now.
Set up the tables. Let's get barbecue going.
We can go there right now. There's going to be like 12 people out there. It's fucking crazy.
There's
going to
be, you know, they're going to have some beers. They're going to have some snacks. They're going to be shooting the shit.
Oh, they're gonna be shooting the shit.
Exactly.
My lips all chappy.
And then they're gonna be playing dice. It'll just be like a nice family fun party.
Family fun party. Get all the
it's like
kids.
Scandia.
Oh, Scandia, the fucking
the family, the family fun center. Man.
I love that shit.
That place was so good.
Honestly, I'm 30, mm-hmm. but I feel like a 12-year-old.
Right.
Because like you put me in a mini golf course.
Oh.
I'm fucking ready, dude. I'm about to
like game
down.
On. I'm 12 and I'm gonna beat you in mini putt. Yeah.
And later in life, I'm like, dude. Remember 10 years ago when I fucking kicked your ass in mini golf?
Yeah.
Me and my brother, till this day, we play mini golf. I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
Because he's good.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, he can beat me no matter how old he is.
Right.
And he's always it's such a close game. Like, my brother and I keep score.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're so strict with each other.
And it's you're weird. So competitive. It's like, okay, I'm actually going to measure this out right now.
Like,
I'm putting mini putt. I'm going to measure it out. So I need to win this.
I don't have fun.
Yeah.
I'm there to fucking win.
It's stressful.
Win. Yeah, like, literally, we went to Golfland Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was my brother and I and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my sister-in-law and my brother, and we're playing mini golf. She's having a grand old time. She doesn't realize what's going to go
right.
down.
There's
because,
tension.
Because like, the scores are always, like, so close.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, 52 and 51.
Yeah.
And then 85. And it was like,
right.
that one person is like, doesn't care. Like, my mom didn't care at all.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's like, oh, 50, you know, whatever. I lost.
Right.
And me and my brother were like, dude, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's one of those where, like, you get, like, you know, like, you go to six.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pass six, you take it. Like, you take the
right.
fucking,
yeah.
you take the L. And then so, fucking, I remember getting a six, being so bummed. Like, literally, this was, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I was, like, slapping down my fucking thing. My brother was getting hole-in-ones. Like, he got three. And I'm like,
oh my
holy
gosh.
Shit. Like,
you've been practicing.
Around. Dude, we don't fuck around.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think I got one hole-in-one. Honestly, that was, like, the greatest feeling I've had in, like, the last, like, fucking 2 years.
Yeah.
Like getting a hole in one in mini golf versus right. like you got a promotion.
It's yeah.
Like, nah, fuck that.
No, I got mini a hole in one.
Fucking the par was 3. The dragon statue. I got a fucking hole in one. You know what I mean? Like you remember that shit.
Right.
Yeah. I wish my life was a lot beautiful. Yeah. I wish it was a lot better.
Turned to a beetle just yeah, there?
Beetles. Hey, beetle.
Beetle.
Yeah, I wish it was a lot better of like, oh, I won a Nobel Prize or something. Yeah. I don't know. No. I'm getting fucking mini golf course all
yeah, exactly.
What's good? I'm living it up.
Like living it up.
What do I do?
Exactly.
Yeah, the fucking, was that Ja Rule?
Yeah, but it's a Stevie Wonder song. Do I Do is a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, Do I Do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting.
But Ja Rule used it for his song.
Oh, did he? What a bitch.
I know, right? It always happens. Like Coolio and Fantastic Voyage. Right? Yeah. That's Lakeside.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Slide, slide, slippity slide. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that goes. Alright. What are we looking at? What time?
We're about 36 minutes. Okay. Do we want to talk about embarrassing stories?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
Only if you have one for me.
Ooh, okay.
So, like, I'll tell this story. Do you have something related to a boner story? Eighth grade.
Hmm.
Or an embarrassing story in eighth grade?
Yes. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Well, do you remember, did you ever get a boner in class?
Of course, yeah.
What was that? It was like a ticking time bomb. When you were like 13,
yeah.
it just popped up.
Right.
And you're like in U.S. history or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh my God, I hope no one calls on me.
Right.
Because I would be so embarrassed.
You don't want to go up to the whiteboard or like get up to get anything.
Did you have the trick? Did you have
no,
the
yeah.
trick?
Right.
All
right. So I had a trick.
My trick was I would tuck it up and it would be like at the waistband and I would have my backpack. Flip that shit around.
Okay, because that was kind of cool.
I was pretending that I was getting something while I was walking to class. Because your body knew. Class was done at 10:05.
Yeah.
The bell rang.
Right.
You get a boner at 10:03, you're like, it's going to take me a few minutes to get rid of this thing.
Right.
And I've had to do that before.
Mm-hmm.
I got one in PE. I had nothing. I got it in PE, dude.
Right.
And I was like...
Yeah, at that point, you're just wearing gym shorts.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was like, I saw some girls' cleavage.
Right.
And then I was like, that was my first time seeing cleavage, and I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I stared at it like the sun.
Oh, my gosh.
Where I was like, I'm going to look at it. I don't care what happens.
Yeah.
I don't care if my eyes get all blurry.
Right.
Because looking into the sun, is stupid. And I remember just staring, and then I got one, and I was like, I had to sit down. I literally was like, there was a curb there, thank God.
Yeah.
And I sat down.
Oh my gosh.
And then she's like, are you going to get up? And I'm like, nope.
I'm okay.
I'm going to stand here for a little bit. And
I need
it
a minute.
Just went away.
Yeah.
But it was just embarrassing because it was like, that's my whole, even to this day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't walk around with a boner.
Right.
I mean.
You're going to sit.
Yeah, I'm going to sit away. And wait and be like, why is this happening to me? Please, no one. Make me get up and do anything.
Right.
Because you can't be like, hey, like you're in school,
mm-hmm.
hey, can you pass out some papers? No! I'm going to sit and pass out
those
papers.
I refuse.
Can I not get up, please? My legs fell.
You're going to walk on your knees around the classroom.
No, you just like walk.
Waddle.
And you're just like, oh my God. And you're just like, hopefully no one sees
anything.
There's
some like dance moves, so you're all moving around.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, we have to, as guys, we have to worry about urinals.
Mm-hmm.
And boners in public.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that's the only thing we have going, you know. Like,
yeah.
We don't have to worry about, like, pregnancy or anything or
right.
any of that jazz.
We're just awkward.
You get, you know what?
So we're just awkward.
Yeah, we're just awkward, and we have boners in public, and
yeah.
we're just weird. Yeah.
That's so funny, because when that story actually relates to my story.
Tight. The boner story?
Yeah, because my embarrassing story is, when I was in 7th grade, I was in P.E., exact same, you know, same thing.
PE is terrifying.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because, I mean, I don't know if you guys had this, but we had, like, the locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, did your dad scare you before you got to, like, 8th grade? Or,
no.
Like, my dad's older. Uh-huh. So my dad's, like, 65. So my dad would tell us stories about when he was in high school, they would shower in front of each other. and being 13, I'm like, I don't want to see anyone naked, and nobody wants to see me naked besides my... No, I'm just kidding. like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, what? Like, yeah. You're, like, so self-conscious.
Right.
And so when you change in front of people in seventh grade for the first time, you're so scared.
You, like, you wear a towel, or you, like, put them on underneath and, like, do it real quick, like, one leg in, one leg out. Quick. Yeah.
And then, like, you got used to it, and then when you're in high school, you're walking around in your underwear, and you're like, hey, what's up, man? What's good? You know, like, you get so comfortable. But, like, my dad would tell me all these stories of, yeah, you're gonna have to shower, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and then, so I remember in sixth grade, we got a tour of the locker rooms, and I saw showers. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to shower in front of all these guys. They're going to see how small my dick is. Oh, you know, like, because it hasn't grown at all.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ripped off.
Right.
And then so, like, you know, like, that's, like, the one thing is, like, when you're so sensitive, like, when you're in eighth grade, you're so scared that someone's going to find something out about you and make fun of you until
the entire class. Yeah.
Like, in, for the next, like, 5 years.
Right.
People are going to talk about it.
That's when you're scared the most is in high school.
It's like that scene out of Superbad. When he's, like, at, like playing soccer, and then he's like, hey, fucking nobody forgets you peed your pants.
Right, exactly.
Like, that was, like, fucking 5 years ago, bro. He's like, people don't forget. You know, like, that's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
It's because you don't forget, even till this day.
Right.
You'll have people, and you're like, hey, remember when this guy pooped his pants?
Right.
Like, we had this girl that was, like, famous, and someone said this story, which isn't true at all, but they said that she pooped her pants.
Oh, no, poor
girl. And then
girl.
She put it in her backpack. Because she was so embarrassed. But I'm like, that's not true.
That's what, that's like a, because it's like Sasquatch myth. Like, what?
I swear, Bigfoot's out there. Like, like, she pooped her pants, I swear. Like, nobody saw it.
Right.
But it was just terrible.
Yeah, because kids are brutal at that age.
Her last name was Elliot. So people called her Smelly.
Oh, no.
Smelliot. They called her Smelliot.
How bad.
Because of the story of her pooping her pants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not even true.
Right.
Have you pooped your pants as an adult? It's terrible. You know, it's the worst thing ever. You're just shamed. Like, I didn't poop my pants, but it was like a sharp.
Right.
You know? And then, like, there was...
You're still embarrassed.
There was stains on my underwear, and I was, like, just on the toilet seat with regret.
Oh,
and
God.
I thought about it for, like, days, where I'm like, I should wipe more. Like, I was embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
If I pooped my pants when I was 13 and scooped it into my bag, dude,
life is over.
Talking about that. Yeah, like, hey, do you remember in eighth grade? Like, if I had a friend, if she actually did that, and we were still friends, like, I don't know what happened to her. But if we were still friends, I'd be like, dude, remember that time you pooped your pants and scooped it in a bag? Like, gross.
Terrible.
Like, you're going to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was in seventh grade in PE, I would, like, you know, you just wearing basketball shorts, right?
Yeah.
And I was, like, I was walking with these two girls because I was, like, kind of friends with them and, like, kind of liked
How
them.
How tall were you in seventh grade?
I was probably, like, 5'11".
Tight.
5'10".
I'm 5'3". I'm 30. Like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, so I was talking to these two girls, and I was like, I kind of liked them, and all of a sudden, we were walking, because it was outside, right? You got to go on the blacktop to go sit in your number.
Oh, the number!
All of a sudden, I'm walking.
Yeah, two girls.
And I feel, two girls, one on each side, and I feel, and I was like, oh, God. Someone pants me right in between them.
Yes!
Luckily, they only got my shorts, so I was wearing boxers still, but I was still like, my legs! Oh my gosh, you can see me!
Yeah, it's,
like, oh, it's the worst,
was
man.
That Mario?
Yeah, it's like
my
a Mario.
My legs, are you gonna see me? Gonna see me.
It's
a
me.
Girl.
It's a me, my legs.
What?
Pasty legs.
I'm the worst Italian.
And of course, like back then, you're wearing the biggest boxers you can find because you're just scared, right?
You're basically wearing shorts again.
You don't want to wear tighty whiteys.
It's short inception. Yeah, if you are.
Like, that's like, when you're a kid, it's like tighty whiteys, right?
Yeah, like
and then it goes
diapers,
to boxers like in middle school because you're like, ooh, that's the cool thing to wear.
Boxers are the worst.
And then in like late high school, you're like, boxer briefs. Why didn't I think about this before? Because like it's like suctioned onto me and like I can move and not be like, there's nothing in here.
Oh, the flippy floppy.
Yeah.
I wore boxers for like fucking the first like 25 years of my life. Like, I didn't realize boxer briefs until recently.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, Logan told me about him. He's like, you wear boxer briefs? I'm like, no, what the fuck are those? And I go to the store, and he's like, yeah, it's, like, best of both worlds.
Right.
Because it's tidy whities meets boxers.
But it's not like up on your butt.
Yeah, and they're like different colors. They're not white. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
White underwear.
You don't want white.
Disgusting. Yeah. So like, yeah, I just found out about that. And I'm like, dude, shit slaps, man.
Boxer briefs.
It's so much comfort and protection.
Yeah.
And it just has your boys.
Right.
In one section.
Right.
These boxers were flipping and flopping everywhere. Yeah. Like, and then, like, one ball would go to the left, one would go to the right, and I'm like, make up your mind! And in the summertime, they stick to your leg.
Yeah.
Gross.
The icky sticky.
Yeah, the icky sticky.
If anybody, if any boxer brief companies want to sponsor us for our next episode, feel free, because we love boxer briefs.
Hanes?
Hanes? Oh, yeah. We'll go for Hanes.
Hook it up.
I mean, there's some, like, fancy ones nowadays, like the MeUndies one, where it's, like, print. It's like stance socks, but it's for underwear. You can get, like, burgers or chicken wings or waves, and it's like, cool.
I'm never one of those guys that get designs on their boxers. Because, honestly, the only people that are going to see it would be me.
Yeah.
And
someone who's...
If someone I'm with.
Right, and then at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, right now, the someone I'm with is a pillow.
Yeah,
so I got nothing. It's... I don't know.
Yeah, so... But, I mean... Checkers is fine. That's what I usually go for. I go for checkers.
If I'm a plain guy.
Plain?
Plain underwear. Because it's like, alright, whatever. As long as they're not white. Like,
right.
I just don't want white.
White.
Poop stains.
Poop stains.
I can't. Poop stains. Like, Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
Remember that band?
Hoobastank.
Hoobastank. That's how they got
shout out to Justin and...
Is that
Hoobastank. Yeah, Juicy J.
You like Hoobastank?
No, we were...
Is he crawling in the dark guy?
We were calling it... Yeah, we were calling it out in St. Louis.
Or is he the reason?
We were there. He's the reason.
We're just yelling out,
Hoobastank.
Dude, I fucking cried to that song, man.
Yeah. That's emotional. Makes me think about a lot of things.
It makes me think of, like, my life, like, when 7th grade. Yeah. When I thought everything was... I don't know what I was thinking.
Everything was so fragile.
Everything was, like, so emotional.
You were fragile, you know what I mean?
I was... So, in 7th grade, I listened to a lot of weird music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 6th and 7th grade was, like, Eminem, Linkin Park, fucking Limp Bizkit.
And like, angry.
Like, Uncle Cracker or something. Like, something super random. Like, whatever was on MTV, like, I actually watched MTV to listen to new music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I knew something was good.
Right.
And then, like, I would buy their CD because I liked one song, and then I would listen to it all the time.
Right.
And it was weird because now it's like, I don't even want to buy a song I like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is $1.29? Like, this is expensive.
Right.
And then now it's like, I can't do that anymore.
No.
Like, I'm not going to buy a whole fucking CD because I like one fucking song.
You have to listen to it first.
Yeah. I'm like, if
you like more than half it, maybe you'll think about it.
Yeah. Maybe.
But not for like two songs.
Even if it's like a fucking band that I really like and I know every fucking song, I'm like, well, I got this because I'm paying subscription for it.
Right. I have it on my phone.
Why would I buy this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What time are we at right now?
We're at 48 minutes.
48. Right? All right, I think it might be time to wrap it up. All right. Let's wrap it up with this nice, crisp Hostess Twinkie. This is a plain one, so we're going to go basic ass.
That's going to be all you.
It's going to be dry, super dry.
That's going to be all you. I don't even want this. I'm going to take the smallest piece. Oh, daddy.
All right. Cheers. Oh, my God. So dry.
It's like a sponge.
It needs more sponge cake. Yeah, right?
It's disgusting. What is this thing made of?
Oh, cardboard?
It's so dry.
It really is. It needs like a dipping sauce of like marshmallow or like strawberry jelly or something. I don't know.
God. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do one bite?
Yeah, I ate it all.
Oh, you big boy.
Well, thanks for watching, or thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching.
Maybe one day, if you close your eyes, you can imagine. Maybe one day we'll have video.
I don't think anyone's going to want to see my face. But
definitely not.
Definitely not.